Other people will be watching as well. Some are holding watch parties. There'll be one in Chicago organized by a local grassroots group called Indivisible Chicago. Marge Halperin is one of the organizers. She joins me and Anthony now. Hi, Marge.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Right. It's not the Super Bowl, but you're still going to be having a watch party. Tell us why.
Right. It's a different kind of sport.
Yeah.
But we follow our elections in a sporting way because it's just as exciting. Yeah. So we will be gathered, Indivisible Chicago will be gathered in the back room of a bar downtown where we have traditionally held our meetings, although we have not met in person because of COVID for quite some time. So on the one hand, we'll be having a bit of a reunion there, some cold beverages and some networking before the hearing starts, but I expect the crowd to be quiet, hushed as we watch the hearings, because all those things that Anthony just said will be shown. You know, we've heard bits and pieces from media that have spun out, you know, over the last year, but to see a coordinated story narrative shared about what happened with that awful insurrection is what the country needs to hear.
I'm curious, actually, have you had watch parties like this before for things like Robert Mueller's special counsel report or James Comey's testimony or any of the other really high profile congressional hearings in the past few years?
No. And we might have had them, you know, for impeachment hearings, but, you know, that COVID kept us all at home. We have done some things on Zoom. Right afterward, we'll gather on Zoom right after the broadcast and share our thoughts. But this opportunity to get together and see it in person will feel like the before times.
Marge, very briefly, which channel are you going to watch on? Because there is an important point about this.
Oh, that's a good question. I'm inclined to go with CNN. But partly we'll be at the mercy of what the bar can show us. It's on all of the networks as well as several cable stations.
And we
won't be watching it on Fox because they're not broadcasting it.
And that's the question I want to ask Anthony Zerka from the BBC. Fox News is not going to be showing it as far as we know. Why is that?
Well, they decided to stick with their regular programming, which includes Tucker Carlson, who is a conservative commentator who has been very critical of the January 6th investigations and has suggested that the accusations about this being an attempt to subvert the election results are overblown. It seems like Fox News has decided that their audience is more interested in other programming. They are going to be covering it on Fox Business, which is another one of their cable channels, but the audience there is much, much smaller. So this is the Republicans are attempting to counter-program this in general. They want to have talking heads on to call this a conservative sham, a partisan sham, and they're going to be, this is going to be part of that strategy, I think.
Dare I say it, Anthony, the BBC will be covering it quite extensively. Anthony Zerka, thank you so much. And before him, Marge Halperin. You're listening to OS on the BBC World Service.